Through the facilities of WTAM in Cleveland, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, a man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the Palm Gardens in Columbus, Ohio, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music. Now here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
First thing that I'd like to say this evening is thank you for the reception. Magnificent rubato movement and applause here. This evening, I might say, as Joe Mulvihill said, incidentally, Joe, we should have used Jump for Joe tonight as the theme song. I'm sure that you'd felt more at home, but we didn't know ahead of time that you were going to be with us. We have a group here that was more or less inspired by the Woody Herman herd, the thing that was known as the Four Brothers. We created a group here of four affectionate guys that we term the Four Mothers. If you notice, from the left there, you'll see Mother Kamuka, Mother Rosalino, Mother Konitz, and Mother Holman on this end. This is a thing that Russo created called the Four Mothers Sound, and at the moment it's going to be dressed up in the fashion of fascinating rhythm. Stanley, count. Maggie, look out. You ladies and gentlemen here in the Palms, this is early here this evening. We're just getting started. We feel that the people that have listened in to these concert miniatures before have met this chap many times, but it's nice to be able to introduce him to you people here in person. This is the guy with the alto saxophone, Lee Konitz. Lee?
Thank you.
We thought it might be nice, or either I thought it might be nice, if you would explain that this evening that you are going to play a solo. It's a thing that Bill Russo wrote, a thing that has been played a lot by most every instrumentalist, sung a lot by every singer. We thought it might be nice if you announced that you're going to play You Go to My Head.
Okay.
This past year and a half has been a very interesting one for us because of the opportunity to play such places as the Blue Note in Chicago, Birdland in New York, Town Casino, Cleveland, and so forth. Now we're at another jazz club here in Columbus, Ohio, a place that, well, we're happy about it because you see what we can do here is we put tables everywhere and chairs everywhere. Really, there is no room to dance here, so the people have to either listen or just sit still. And we have them sort of at an advantage, we'll say. Speaking from our standpoint, we get to play a lot of music here that is kind of concert in nature, and we don't have to restrict ourselves to how slow, how fast, or how loud, or how soft. So it's great here to be playing at the Palms, and we're very anxious that we be a success here because we think that if we can succeed, other big bands, of course, will be able to play Columbus, too, here in the same place. This is a composition that was written for a big band, 5 trumpets, 5 trombones, and 5 saxophones, and 3 at the rhythm, and about halfway through, the 4th one comes in at the rhythm section. That's me playing some chords. This is Bill Holman's composition called Have a Havana. As I said before, it's not banana, it's Havana. Thank you.
that you take a bow, please?
Thank you. Holman took one of the bows that is so characteristic of him. Incidentally, let's see the bow again. It's very interesting. I might try to describe it to those listening. It's a kind of a start to a bow, but never quite achieves the first part of it. It's a, more or less a hunch, crouch. Trombones, if you look around, you'll find some cup mutes. Most of them are black, yes. You have yours there. And what we'd like to do is to kind of lay a carpet down of cup-muted trombones here at the moment to be stepped on by the vocal. We'll say stepped on vocally by Chris Connors. She is here, is she not, Frank? Oh, she hasn't been introduced tonight. She's staying behind the curtain. Well, here's your introduction, Chris, on the nose. Here's something of a mood nature, kind of a light jazz touch here by a guy that is most capable of creating this sort of a mood with a harmon mute. It's the thing that Count has played a great deal. Here's Connie Condoli's Cool Eyes. Oh, that's cute, Count. Blow the trumpet. Thank you. In most cases, programs of this sort, you always wait till the last 20 seconds of the program and you try to give a lot of credits and say a lot of thanks, and we think that at the moment it might be wise to get a little unorthodox and thank you two guys for coming down from Cleveland to do this broadcast from station WTAM. George Mulner, who's twisting the dials, that means engineer, the man that mixes it up for the network's lines, and also for Jim Rowe to be here this evening helping us with this broadcast, producer by no means. By most means. I think at the moment this thing that we have stacked up here at the Next is a thing for Sal Salvador, this thing with the guitar. Incidentally, you people here in the Palms might meet Salvador. He's a rather unusual guy. Take a bow, Sal, will you please? This is a thing that was written by the guy that sits next to him, and that's Bill Holman. Here's this thing that's played a lot. We did it especially a great many times at Birdland in New York. It's called Frivolous Sal, the beat. Sal Salvador's taking his file. We might explain here that this next number... Thank you.
Sal?
Thank you. It's time for a little fire here and kind of the all told the orchestra in general and some short excerpts from the mind of Lee Konitz here, executed on an alto saxophone. Gentlemen, the beat quickly for this Limelight.
NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Palm Gardens in Columbus, Ohio, through the facilities of WTAM in Cleveland. Join us again next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and their leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Joe Mulvihill speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.